Hi there, my name is Fausto Fonseca and this is Mind Toolbox. Today's episode is one of several tools you can use if you're having trouble sleeping or to calm your anxiety in general. It is good specifically for when your anxiety comes from unfinished tasks. A few years ago, I was having a lot of trouble trying to finish college. I just couldn't focus on anything related with it and would procrastinate anything I had to do. At some point, I found a job and I had my own apartment because I couldn't let my life on hold much longer. But that also meant that any stress coming from college could bleed into my day job by means of being tired because I had trouble sleeping from the anxiety of not doing schoolwork. One day I was in bed and just couldn't sleep. I had work the next day, but I also had to study for exams and I didn't spend any time doing it. So I just felt very guilty about it and my mind would just grind on it over and over again. This was not different from a lot of other nights, but this one ended up resolving in a different way. At some point I couldn't stand it anymore, and I started trying to have a conversation with myself in my own head. What's the matter? Why can't you sleep? Well, I can't sleep because I feel guilty and worried because I didn't study a bit tonight, and the exam is coming up. Okay then. It seems you're having a hard time studying when you get home from work, so maybe you're not making realistic plans. Maybe you should actually make a plan that is a bit more realistic with your situation. So let's agree on this. If I create that plan right now for this exam, then you will let me sleep? Yes, if you make this plan and you read the first 5 pages of the book, then I'll let you sleep. Well, okay then, that's a deal. After that, I made that plan that lowered the workload during the weekdays, and then I read the 5 pages of the book. When I was finished, I got back to bed and a miracle happened. I fell asleep after a few minutes. The next day I actually tried to study, but I noticed I was doing it slowly, and not at the pace that would accomplish that day's planned work. So I tried again to negotiate with myself. So, brain, clearly I'm not going to be able to finish the whole study tonight, since I already feel tired. What is the minimum that would be enough for you to let me sleep tonight? Well, I think you can at least read another 4 pages, but I also want you to rearrange this week's plan to accommodate for that. And so I did it. I read those 4 pages and readjusted the plan to read a bit more during the weekend. And again, when I went to bed, I slept a lot better. I cannot say that this alone was making me study enough to have success on those exams. That's a whole other conversation. But it had a lot of success on how I slept at night, feeling like I was taking care of my things and they were taking their course. I was watching a video the other day from Jordan Peterson, a well-known psychologist, that talked exactly about this subject. I took notes on some of his points that seemed to make sense to me. 1. You can be a tyrant to yourself and force yourself into doing things, but that's not the most effective way of getting things done. 2. You have to talk to yourself and negotiate on what would your own brain be happy with you doing that would let you sleep better tonight. 3. This is something you need to practice. You will probably only see any effect after you tried it for 3 or 4 days in a row. And then your brain should start telling you what you need to do. 4. If you see this week you only had like 50% of success, don't feel bad about it. 50% is a lot more than the 0% you were having before. And next week you will aim for 51%. When you see literature about negotiation, you'll notice that one of the first things you need to do while negotiating with someone is to know exactly what the other person wants. This is true for hostage negotiation, this is true for your relationship, and this seems to be also true for when you're negotiating with yourself. Now, like in every other case, sometimes the other party of the negotiation is not very clear on what they want, or they lie to themselves about what they really want. Like when you argue with your partner, He or she might say they are angry because you left the bathtub in a mess, but it might just be because you made a flirty comment about someone else and he or she doesn't want to accept that they're jealous. That can also happen with your brain about certain subjects, and it's up to you to practice and test it. If you're still having trouble sleeping, your brain might not be telling you the whole truth. Now, how can we turn this into a tool? Let's focus on the advantages of this approach for sleeping, and maybe we will expand on it in another episode for other situations. 1. If you're having trouble sleeping, and you're sure it's not gonna happen anytime soon, just get up and go to a comfortable place where you can sit, think, and write. Grab yourself a piece of paper and pen, and maybe some warm drink that might help you sleep, maybe tea or milk. 2. Start imagining a conversation with yourself, and maybe start by asking, "Hey brain, what would you be happy for me to do that would be enough for you to let me sleep?" 3. Start writing things that you come up with in the form of tasks. For now, don't worry a lot about the feasibility of those tasks. Just write everything that comes up in your mind. Maybe it's even a good opportunity to do a little bit of free writing, like we talked about in our first episode of this podcast. 4. When you have a good list of tasks, then you start negotiating with yourself which ones you're willing to do tonight and which ones you're going to plan for the next day or for another day of this week. If it's a lot of things, break it down into small steps towards them that would be reasonable to do in the near time. For instance, if your brain says, "I would like you to get back into practicing violin," just negotiate with yourself that you're going to do 30 minutes of practice this week as a start. And try to get at least one very small task done that same evening. And remember that making the plan is already one task. So give yourself some credit for that. If you're scheduling tasks for other days, you should put them directly into your calendar, whatever form it has. 5. After you feel your list of tasks is reasonable, and that they are well defined and scheduled in your calendar, take a bit of time to end your drink, admire your work, and let yourself know that you just have set wheels in motion to take control of your life. It doesn't matter if any part of this plan fails. You will be there to reassess and renegotiate with yourself again. 6. Go to bed and try to get some sleep. If you end up not being able to, you might have missed something. You either get up and try again, or just tell yourself that you will work on it again the next day. All part of the larger plan. This is all about feeling that your tasks are up to date, that there is a plan, and that you are on it, and that you finished the small portion you had to do today. I would like to repeat that it's not the end of the world if we miss the plan. We're in constant negotiation with ourselves, and we need to cut ourselves some slack. I think I will say this several times in several episodes. Be kind to yourself. We have a tendency of being our harshest critics, when we should be the kindest ones. There's no one you should have more empathy with than with yourself, by definition. And this is all for this episode. I hope this one works for you and you add it to your toolbox. Be well and stay safe. If you liked it, please hit subscribe and consider giving a review. That would help me and the podcast. See you on the next one. Bye.